Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
I'll be honest with you, I've been looking forward to this chat all day. Hallo Corien Lourens, hoe gaan dit?
Goed, dank je zelf.
Nee, baie, baie goed. Dank je voor je tijd vandaag.
Goed te zien, hallo luisteraars.
Corien is, you're the founder of the Joburg Wildlife Vet.
Yes, I am.
And today is your 7th birthday.
It is.
I want to say.
It doesn't feel like it. It feels like it only happened yesterday, but yes, 7 years.
Well, I want to say congratulations from all of us here at Jacaranda FM and at the show. Corien's organization, she started a voluntary vet service. Why did you need or think you needed to start a vet service for local South African indigenous animals?
There aren't any vets that do small and medium wildlife, and all the other rehab centers are just rehab centers. They don't have a vet on staff, so they have to drive to a vet. So for these animals that come in with broken bones and wounds and in shock, who need veterinary treatment straight away, the best would be to have a combination of the two. So that is why we did this.
And you've helped...
You're still the only one in South Africa.
The only, literally the only one. That's incredible.
Yes.
You guys have helped 14,000 plus animals over the years. You know, everything from bats to crocodiles. What have been your like top three standouts?
Ooh, that's very difficult out of 14,000. I would say I do love, obviously, pangolins a lot. I love dusties a lot. And I have a soft spot for all things reptile as well.
Okay. Would we be surprised at how much wildlife is actually in and around us in Johannesburg and Pretoria all the time?
Yes, I think so. And we're we're one of the biggest wooded cities in the world. So we have everything that is nice for urban wildlife. So we have rats, we have trees, we have gardens, irrigated lawns, everything from genets to bush babies to bats, snakes, everything.
Alles is daar. Yeah, we've got bush babies that go through my mom and dad's house in Pretoria every evening.
Oh, that's
lovely. Yeah, it's quite like it. Also, tell me about this little blue vilabias that cropped up recently. I mean, that's not something I would have thought you'd have got called about.
No, look, it's a calf. We wouldn't take in an adult 250-kilo wildebeest, but this one was a tiny, tiny little thing,
shame.
About 13 kilos. Her mom died during she gave birth, and so the little thing came in very dehydrated, nose burnt from sunburn, trying to push her mom the whole time to get up, and we had her on a drip for a few days, battled to get her to feed, but eventually she took the bottle and she just thrived. She gained like 6 kilos in 3 weeks.
I love that. You see those little things. My heart is sommer warm. You mentioned pangolins, but apparently dealing and, you know, treating and everything. Like pangolins, you got to be quiet about. It's a secret thing.
Well, secret in a way, in the sense, yeah, they're not secret that we treat them and that we're one of the places that specialize in them. We're also one of the first hospitals. Well, we are the first hospital in South Africa to start treating them. But secret in the sense that they're actually not kept at the hospital. They're completely off-site with their own security because... Again, it's a risk for the staff as well as the animals.
Oh, it's hard. Yeah, it's a scary thing to even think about that you got to keep them in a separate facility and not tell people about because pangolins are so under pressure.
They are. They are the most poached mammal on the planet, sadly.
Oh, I hate it. Do you get reports in from random members of the public? Are people selling wild animals? Like, where do your calls come from?
Anything and everything. So people will phone about bats in the roof, or they found an owl next to the road that's been hit by a car, or the police or the hawks, the green scorpions bring animals that they've confiscated. We work with many of the SPCAs. So it really depends on the day.
Do you do a whole bunch of this animal lives near me and I don't want it to live near me anymore, please come and fetch it, like bats?
Sadly, yes.
Oh, shame.
But again, sometimes if you educate people, they're like, oh, okay, they're not dangerous, it's cool. Or it's better that they phone rather than try and hurt the animal, which happened in the past. So it's a small step forward. It's not, the animal can't stay, but at least it's not harmed and we can move it to somewhere safe.
Yeah, fair enough. What is your Instagram handle?
Johannesburg Wildlife Vet.
Johannesburg Wildlife Vet. And this is an entirely voluntary organization. You relying on donations?
Yes, we have a small contingent of staff, about 5 people, who get paid, but everything is donation-based, even our salaries.
Well, there you have it. Johannesburg Wildlife Vet, we love what they do. It's their 7th birthday today. I can do quick maths. 14,000 animals in 7 years puts you at about 2,000 animals a year, which makes you busy.
Quite, yes, it is.
Well, listen, we appreciate everything you do. We just wanted to give you a big shout out and lots of love this afternoon. Keep on trucking. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks Corinne. Have a lovely afternoon. There you go. We'll go and put the link up on our Instagram as well. Love those folks, the Johannesburg Wildlife Vets.